وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ثم بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, happy birthday to you all. None of us have a birthday without the birthday of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Mubarak on the Mawlid al-Sharif. Alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan for your attendance. Alhamdulillah. I wanted to start off, I didn't know how I was going to start off, and then this story was handed to me. So I'm going to read this. It's fictional, but it's true. You know how a lot of fiction stories are actually true. They just don't want to admit that it's true. A flock of birds descended outside the house on 231 Maple Tree Avenue. That's the part that's fiction. Not really, 231 Maple Tree Avenue. Outside the house, hosting a maulid on the Blessed Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthday. It was a grand occasion, and the bird had a lot to do today. But first, they had to pay someone a very special visit. The birds were told there are Ahlul Bayt, descendants of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, living in this house, and they're hosting a maulid today. So the little birds went to pay the house a merry visit. The house on the outside, to passers-by, looked plain and dull. So the birds outward poured forth a magnificent bright light, a light akin to a rainbow. The birds began to argue over who gets to sing to the special people living in the house. I'm going to sing. I'm the eldest, said the birds, named Twitter. Oh, don't ruffle your elderly feathers, scoffed Twitter, his youngest son. I'm the youngest and sing the best. I'll sing for Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthday, he continued. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us to respect elders, said his friend gently. You're right, pal. The bird was such a good friend, he was given the nickname pal. I'm sorry, Dad, Twitter apologized a bit shyly. Twitter hit him playfully with his wing. He didn't usually say his forgiveness in words, but in sweet gestures. The apologizer remembered long after. I know, exclaimed the fourth unnamed bird. We'll all sing together. And so began the merry tittering and chirping that was delightful to the listeners. They hadn't heard birds sing for months. And the occupants didn't know it, but the birds were singing in their church. Like we just did. They knew a special someone in the house loved it very much. Then the birds ended their visit. They began to make preparations for the maulid. They had a feast of beautiful red berries ready. They also had other wonderful treats that little birds loved to eat. Each bird was to bring something. For decoration, they attached the berries to the branches with their beaks using string. They found a packet of glitter on the ground. Then they sprinkled the sparkling red and green glitter on the nest. They had gold string, too, which they wove into a beautiful little carpet to put on the ground. These birds were happy to be celebrating the Blessed Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthday. They showed their happiness in every way. When the time came, the birds all gathered at the eldest of the group's house for the maulid. They had argued over this, too, who was to host. Finally, they decided as a group to let the elder take it. Then in came one little bird. He brought no decoration. He brought no dessert. He had no special beauty for his fellow birds to look at. All he brought was one little grape, one teeny little grape. The end. Not just kidding. A couple of birds twittered at him. He looked like he was about to cry. Then the elder stepped forward graciously. This bird brought something special. He brought us his company, and he brought us his grape. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grateful, no matter what present a person brought him. I brought something else, said the little bird in a small voice. What's that, little one? I brought a song, he answered. The birds gathered around him to listen. The two birds that twittered chirped an apology. They loved songs, and they were sorry they hurt the little bird. The sweet little bird sang his song from his heart, sang about his beloved to his beloved. He sang his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to know he loved him, and he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sweet, beautiful song filled the air. It went to all the corners of the world. A love that strong, and a song that springs from the heart goes everywhere. The heart soaked in this glory, this special present. The little birds were united as one, celebrating and loving their beloved together. For it's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his birthday. So smile and sing and be a singer, and someone else will feel love on this special day too. Alhamdulillah. My daughter Daria sent me that as an email today. She usually starts off the day with a poem. We have this tradition. We usually read a poem for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today she had a story from me. So, Atayta Ahlan, Atayta Sahlan, you've come to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you're treading in comfort. It's actually the theme of my talk today. So thank you, Daria, for looking into the theme, because that's what I wanted to talk about, to have this comfort of the sunnah in your home. We've been talking about this in our regular majalis in the zikr session about how to obtain the sunnah in our life. Usually what we do, and the maulid, the sharif, that go over like the shama'il, the traits. This is part one. We'll title this Seize the Day, inshallah. And part two we'll do in 2 weeks, inshallah, at my sister's home. So I'm not going to go into a lot of the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I want to do in part one today, Seize the Day, is to make, basically, or inspire ourselves to make resolutions to change. And then we'll talk about how we can fill our souls in part two. Because before we instill our lives with the sunnah, we have to get rid of the old. We have to get rid of the debris. We have to do istighfar. And that's the way of the tariqah. That's the way of the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't fill in the good without eradicating the debris that has built up. So that's what I wanted to focus on today, inshallah. Let me start off. We were talking the last few sessions about having this characteristic of being truthful. And part of that means, more closely what I want to say about that, is to be authentic. And it's going to entail a little bit of what sounds like a contradiction. We need to be formal in some ways, more formal, but we also need to relax. So if we get the mix of those two, we'll get the sunnah, inshallah. Sometimes we need to be formal even with our close loved ones. We don't have this quality in our lives. We need to have formality sometimes even with our loved ones. You might think that's contradictory when I say we should also be relaxed, but it's in the appropriate moment. I'll give you an example. A lot of fabric of familial life has been broken in the common era. And that's because we were talking about the tongue. The tongue is the gateway to the heart, just like the eyes are the window to the soul. So this is the number one route of our mistakes, the tongue. And where do we thrust this tongue most often to? Where do we get most in danger? Not with strangers, usually. We're usually on our best behavior with strangers and friends. But we're not on our best behavior with family, and we should be. There's a lot of psychological work that's written, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best psychologist. There's actually textbooks that say this. I know because one of my friends went back to school to get her education degree. She excited and called me and said, "I can't believe it. You're right. What you say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it here. He's the best psychologist." Because even a non-Muslim who studies the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have to admit, how did he transform all these people? It's incredible psychology. So we have to have this balance. So there are psychologists who write that if you watch what you said before you thrust it into the air with your family members, you wouldn't lose. You wouldn't hurt them as much, or the family wouldn't pick apart as much. Just like we do with friends. Why do we wear words so carefully with friends? Because we know we can lose them. They don't have to stay with us. They're not attached. When we think, because we have blood is going to, but we're still hurting them. If we just release this snake-looking coil that's within these bars called our teeth. So that's number one, is to watch what we say. And so to have this formality even with family. And so if you look at all of talk shows, for instance, and they bring people on as if they're animals. I mean, let them just say whatever they want to their family members. I mean, how good is that? I mean, it's just destroying society. It's the opposite of that. We need to talk less and sometimes be formal with our family. Have a little distance. If someone in the family member is hurting us, we need to take a step back. It turns out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. And it will usually repair itself. And then, okay, this is a day of happiness and occasion. The other part is to have this sense of rizq, or friendliness and companionship with everyone around. When you balance these two, like on a day like this, or any time there's a gathering occurring, what usually happens? There's a thousand things. Anyway, I didn't finish that story, but true, because the birds were there this morning. And so the problem becomes that Tari had to write this whole story. It was just astonishing. There were hundreds of birds out here this morning tweeting away. Usually you see signs like that on the Maulid, alhamdulillah. So it's us to notice things. And usually in these years, if you notice, things have been happening in a cosmic level. The last couple of years, there was usually something happening with the earth tilting on its axis even more. Actually, it was thousands of these here. It was in the Najib. If you don't, we get cooked all the time in our house. My brother, my sister, and I. Najib is the one who taught us that the earth tilts 23 degrees on its axis when we were little. You know, when we were playing that, he's the one who told us that. It's funny what kids remember. But anyway, so it's been tilting even more on its axis lately. And as the Rabbi Elul came in, there was a solar flare. How many people know there was a solar flare hit? They were actually saying, watch out, all the telecommunications could be disrupted. We did actually lose the internet, and I had my mom call some friends to find out if anyone else just lost it. They're like, what, solar flare? they were actually, and it was actually something they've been predicting for 2 years, and hardly anyone even noticed. And alhamdulillah, we just passed the day. It was a huge solar flare that we're talking about for 2 years. They had NASA prepared. Well, not a lot of them, still plays the bigger one. But they had NASA prepared that, watch out, you know, you could lose all communication. We could lose everything. We don't know. We have hadith that say, towards the end of time, the wars will be on horseback. The ulama already discussed this. What does it mean for wars to be on horseback? It could mean that we don't have technology anymore. Allahu A'lam, we don't know what is to occur when these things continue at the cosmic level. So we have to keep in mind all these things. So I wanted to share a story that I did last year at the Maulid. It actually happened right before the Maulid last year, because it's a good story in terms of applying these things that we know, or just mentioning the righteous people. As we know, mercy descends when we mention the righteous people. So if you remember, last year I said this story, and it's an incredible story, about how when we were on the way here towards the Maulid, it was actually here to my parents' house, on the Maulid itself, and to have dinner with my parents, and my eldest son couldn't come because he was actually ill. And I just want my parents to know how ill he was. So on the ride over, I was just going over with my other two kids. Okay, we're going to say that Sabil has an exam. And of course, this benefits. I can do this because I'm a homeschooler. The kids were like, he has an exam tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm going to give him the exam. I have to, now that I'm going to tell mom and dad that he has an exam. Of course, they loved it. Oh, great. So I was going over this with them. Okay, so this is what we're going to say. We're going to say he has an exam. So on the right over, I mentioned about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani and about honesty. And how we know Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu anhu, utters a word of untruth, following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, I have to give the Bible an exam now. know, because we have to be truthful, and, you know, and all of this is just so we don't, you know, get them worried or that he's sick and all of that. And so I mentioned this, and then, so we had our dinner, and on the way over, there was, I had to drop off some library books, and that street on James Avenue, there's some portion that I didn't know at that time that you can only go 25 miles per hour, and I was going 40. So all of a sudden, I see this cop on the side now, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. And I noticed that I was going 40 at the instant that I saw, this is usually what we do, at the instant that I saw the police car. And I started to go slower immediately, you know. And finally, I just pulled over. I don't even think he had his lights on. He was just about to. So I pulled over, and then he said, you know, how fast were you going? And then I said, I was going 40, officer. I'm sorry. He said, no, you weren't. I said, I wasn't. And he said, no, you're going 39. It was really a cheat, because sounds a lot. And then he said, why did you pull over anyway? I thought I was going to pull me over because I was going 40, and I just happened to notice that it was a 25 mile per hour zone, and I'm not from this area. I live in Oak Brook, and I just, you know, happened to be on this road. I just noticed it, that it was 25. And so he was just perplexed with this whole thing. And so he said, you know, I'm just going to let you go because you're very honest. A huge thing is, even the officer couldn't help tell the truth. When does an officer say, no, you weren't. You were going 39. I mean, look at that. That was just all a lesson for us, because we happened to mention Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, that all of us in the vicinity could utter nothing but the truth. That is how powerful it is to say the truth. The whole, if you mention the righteous, like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu, this is the kind of thing that will occur, and it is al-haq. So this is why it is so powerful if we just apply one aspect of this theme. And this is how this theme entire is started with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was al-sadiq al-amin. So that's what I wanted. And by the way, so now getting back to our personality flaws. Now, I want to pick on Daisies here a little bit. Now, when we say this kind of story, most Daisies, you know, when they go home, they'll say, what street is she talking about? There is no 25 mile per hour in Jane Street. So funny, you know, go home on the route home talking about things like this. Yeah, well, they think the high street, 25 miles per hour in Jane Street. Probably, we translate that around. So, on the way home, people are going to argue about these little parts of the story. And that's our nature, right? Instead of focusing on what we're trying to go here, this is what we do. So we need to cut that out. So that's the kind of resolution that I want us all to make. That just pick one aspect of the sunnah which you have an affinity towards, an inclination towards. Let's make that a resolution to apply it. And then 2 weeks' time, we'll go over more, inshallah, of the characteristics of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we can add more and more. That's what we should do. And I did like this, reclaim our deen by uniting with the sunnah and making this affirmation to learn the sunnah if we don't know it. Learn the seerah if we don't know it. Fall in love with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what this day is about. And we have, shifa, inshallah, just from knowing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Qadiyyad said, ash-shifa bi dari huquq al-Mustafa. The whole book is about getting shifa, or healing, just knowing the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and just the title of that book is enough to tell you how powerful it is just to apply even an iota of the sunnah into our life and be quiet with sincerity, inshallah. So that's what I want to seize the day for today. you know, I have an affinity for teenagers, not just because my kids are teenagers, but that age is a beautiful age. The whole world talks about the negative of that age. I think it's a beautiful age to look at in terms of what we're talking about, the truth, because teenagers have a radar for hypocrisy. They can't stand hypocrisy. And so if you want to know the truth, you know, ask them. Like, if someone is not being authentic, ask a teenager. I mean, they just call it like it is. Like, you're just, that's why they don't listen to us. If we act, if we're not in synchronicity with and synchronized with our actions and our and what we say, they're not going to follow us because of that radar they have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that as a reminder to us, as a mirror to us. So we have to act on the sunnah, inshallah. And so the whole metaphor is we do astaghfar before we do salawat, because we need to clean ourselves. Just like everything else in the health industry, the natural industry, you cannot take natural medicine until you detox, because it's almost pointless. You need to clean out before you put in. This is what we want to do. Of course, it will still work, but it's going to go much quicker, much smoother, and much faster if we clean out first. So we clean out and then we add in. This metaphor applies in lots of places. I'm sure you can think about it. When we clean the house, if you just push the debris in and broom it into the corners, people are going to know. Eventually, you'll know. You will feel good about it. We need to clean it out. Clean it all out, inshallah, and then the effulgence will come through. If we just even take a little bit, you don't have to take as many pills in that case as well. So let's let the light, the effulgence of this day, shine into our lives, cleaning up everything, whatever we can, okay, before this day, and adding the beauty of the sunnah to it. Because nothing shines like the beauty of the sunnah. Ultimately, this is what guides the whole world. There is no life without this day. We will not know truly what this day means until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is what we're told. No matter how much we pray to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not going to be enough. And we will not realize that until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that's utterly what we can say. In terms of just some random things, in terms of watching what we say, language, the Arabic language is a beautiful analogy for this. So we need to be succinct. We don't need to have long, and days like this when we organize with the ulama, for instance, when I need to be an organizer, things have to move with very quick and succinct words, brevity. Things have to move with brevity. I really appreciate it when I can work with people like Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah Khair, and to those who did some errands for me. Sidi with just a couple of words, was able to pick up the food that inshallah we're going to have today. I didn't have to say much. And Sheikh Muhammad, by the way, our teacher of Islam, always appreciated that. When people got it, it's very few words. Here we are, we think we have to call someone and give them a long speech or talk about everything that's happening before we get to asking them. SubhanAllah. You want to make sure everyone is okay, but to get to the point, we waste a lot of time. Even in the States, this is, look at an example, just one example from the Arabic language. Even when we make a mistake in speech, if I said something, you make a mistake. It's called adab. If I say, Aisha gave me this story, Daria. You don't have to sit there and say, I was wrong when I was talking about that, and give this long explanation in Arabic. You just switch it, and that's it, the end of the story. That's how it's done. It's just called badal. When you make a mistake in lafaz, you just correct it by uttering one word. That is how succinct the Arabic language is. And you don't need to sit there and give a diatribe why you made a mistake, or how come. This is what we do in the English language. Everything has to be drawled out. This goes back to what we were saying in the beginning. We don't need these long speeches between people. And usually, the longer we talk, what happens? I'm talking about in social gatherings, in social occasions. The longer we talk, the more apt we are to make a mistake with our tongue. And what did we say? This is the route of the most danger for us all. So we want to apply that aspect of the sunnah to have this all-encompassing speech. That was one of the characteristics of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given this beautiful eloquence in language. You know, imagine, we were talking about formality. Mom, sorry, oven? I smell something. Okay, this is where you apply rizq. Okay, fine, inshallah. This is where you apply rizq. Rizq means to have ease. You know, so a day like this, we were talking about something didn't happen in an event. But you have to have formality in its right place. You have to have ease. I said, ahlan wa sahlan. You've come to the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no pretension here. Be at ease. Rizq. So I'm going to use this because there's a beautiful hadith that uses this word, rafiqa, if I can find it because I want to. Inna rizqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zana, la yunza'u min shay'in illa shana. So rizq, having this ease of, I would translate it as, there's a French word that describes it best. That's spelled S-A-N-G-F-R-O-I-D. Sang-froid. It actually literally means in French cold blood, but what it refers to is having a balance between what we're talking about here, between formality and this composure of relaxedness. So I don't want you to think that we're talking about having formality and stiffness. We're talking about the balance between the two, because everything in the sunnah is the middle way. The beautiful pearl is the one right in the center, in the middle. It sets in the middle, it relaxes. And so if you look at the root word here of rifaq, for instance, mirfaq is a chair. The men can't see this, but there's my dad's favorite chair. Which Mina gets to sit on, which she's entitled to, being pregnant, alhamdulillah. But a comfortable chair always has the armrest. Rifq means you can relax your elbows. That's literally what it means. It means to relax your elbows. So we want that in the sunnah. When we emanate the sunnah, this is what we want. Formality in the right place, and we want the rifq. We want to have this. Did I translate it? Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zana. Indeed, rifq, or this relaxedness, it's not contained in a thing except that it beautifies it. Wala yunza'u min shay'in illa shana. And it's not taken away from a thing except it destroys it. So we want rifq in our lives, and in our personality, in our composure, in our demeanor. So have this sang-froid of exuding the sunnah wherever we go. This is ultimately what guides everyone, inshallah. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ahu ahlu. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ahu ahlu. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ma'ahu ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I'm going to do a dua that I received in another email, which is from Sheikh Muhammad Habibullah for today, a special dua he wrote. Barakallahu lana wa lakum, al-habib al-a'zam wa zikrah, wa rizukhna wa iyaakum, ziyaratahu wa ru'yah, wa aadaha alayna wa alaykum, al-farhi wa al-farji, wa nafsi wa al-bashar. وقد زكت الأقوال وخلصت الأعمال ورتفقت أحوال وتحققت الأمال وصلى الله على سيدنا وجدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة. If my father could do the machine now.
Should I stop it? Or should I keep it? Okay. I'm doing a sheet. Okay.
تبارك يا ذو الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم اغفر لنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم توفنا مسلمين وارحمنا بالصالحين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صاحب التاج والمراج والبراح والعلم دافع البلاء والوباء والخاتي والمرض والألم بإذن الله اسمه مقدس موتر مطهر منور في البيت والحرم سيد العرب والعجم شمس الضحى بدر الدجى صدر الأولى نور الهدى كهف الورى مصباح الظلم جميل الشيم شفيع الأمم صاحب الجود والكرم والله آسمه وجبريل خادمه والبراق مركبه والمعراج سفره وسدرة المنتهى مقامه وقاب قوسين مقصوده والمقصود موجوده والموجود والمقصود موجوده سيد الثقلين نبي الحرمين إمام الخبلتين وسيلتنا في الدارين صاحب قاب قوسين محبوب رب المشرقين ورب المغربين جد الحسن والحسين مولانا ومولى الثقلين أبي القاسم محمد بن عبد الله نور من نور الله يا أيها المشتاقون بنور جماله صلوا عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ربنا إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار ويا كريم ويا ستار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. So this is a very this salam is in Arabic, so inshallah you will be able to enjoy it. This is a very popular salam, by the way, in both India, Pakistan, you know, in Bangladesh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
خاتم الأنبياء سلام عليك سيد الأصفياء سلام عليك يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك أحمد ليس مثلك أحد مرحبا مرحبا سلام عليك يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك واجب حبك على المخلوق يا حبيب العلا سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا حبيب العلا سلام عليك
أعظم الخلق أشرف الشرفاء أفضل الأنبياء سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الله سلام عليك
محبة الوحي منزل القرآن يا صاحب يا شفيع الورى محبة الوحي منزل القرآن يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك محبة الوحي منزل القرآن سيد الأصفياء سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
اشفعي يا حبيبي يوم الجزاء أنت شافعنا سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
شفت منك ظلمة الظلماء أنت بدر الدجى سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
ملأت منك كوكب الأرفع أنت شمس الضحى سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
كيف شخ الخمر بإشارته موجز الإدعاء سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
مقصدي يا حبيبي ليس سواك أنت مقصودنا سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
إنك مقصدي وملجائي إنك مدعى سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
سيدي يا حبيبي مولاي لك روحي فدا سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
صلوات الله على المصطفى أفضل الأنبياء سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
يا شفيع الورى سلام عليك يا نبي الهدى سلام عليك
This salam is also very popular. We'll recite some verses from this salam also.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Nabi salam alayka, salawatullah alayka. يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
هو مبارك أهل إسيا هو غيا بخشش كساما آغئي صبح بهارا हो गया घर घर चिरागा
या नबी सलाम अलैका या रसूल सलाम अलैका या हबीब सलाम अलैका सलावतुल्लाह अलैका
जश्ने मीलादुन नबी है नूर की चादर तनी है रोशनी ही रोशनी है हर तरफ ये धूम मची है
या नबी सलाम अलैका या रसूल सलाम अलैका या हबीब सलाम अलैका सलावतुल्लाह अलैका
तुम हबीब किबरिया हो और इमाम अंबिया हो دو جہاں کے پیشوا ہو شافع روز جزا ہو
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
آخری لمحے جب آئے کاش وہ تشریف لائے ہم کو اپنا جلوہ دکھائے جھوم کر ہم گنگنائے
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
رحمتوں کے تاج والے دو جہاں کے راج والے آسیوں کی لاج والے عرش کی معراج والے
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
کاش حاصل ہو حضوری کاش حاصل ہو حضوری دور ہو جائے یہ دوری دیکھ لوں وہ شکل نوری دل کی یہ حسرت ہو پوری
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
تم شفیع المذنبین ہو سرور دنیا و دی ہو صادق الوعد و امی ہو رحمت للعالمی ہو
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
جان کر کافی سہارا لے لیا ہے در تمہارا خلق کے وارث خدا را لو سلام اب تو ہمارا
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا نبی سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا اللهم انت السلام علیک السلام تبارک یا ذو الجلال والاکرام ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا وسندنا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وازواجه واهل بيته وذرياته واهل طاعتك اجمعين من ارض السماوات والارضين برحمتك يا من اهل السماوات والارضين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين ويا اكرم الاكرمين سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا اله الا الله والله اكبر ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين تفضل الله
قبل الله.